when nun sakena is followed by the letter ba, the nun sakena will turn into a mim. This is what we call iqlab. This can happen within the same word or even between different words. So we say,
وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ.
Now, one of the most common mistakes of iqlab is how you can perform it. There are those who think that you have to leave a gap between the lips when you perform iqlab. And this means that you will say,
Al-anbiya.
And there are others who think that the lips have to be touching and that there is no gap at all. So this means that iqlab will sound like this.
Al-anbiya.
So which one is it? And the answer is, with iqlab, your lips have to be touching since there is a meme that is generated. And in order to perform a meme, the lips have to be touching each other. Most importantly, this is how Arabs speak and this is how the Quran was passed down. So where did the gap come from? Why do some people think we should leave a gap? Well, many Quran learners consider iqlab as a form of ikhfa. Ikhfa is hiding the noon, which happens when noon sakina is followed by letters like jim, ta, qaf, kaf, and so on. And when we perform ikhfa, the lips cannot be touching. So we say,
manja.
And they applied the same rule to the iqlab. And they said,
أَنْبَتَتْ.
But that cannot happen when it comes to this rule. So why can't we leave a gap between the lips when we perform iqlab? Well, first of all, iqlab is not ikhfa. There are two different rules that apply to nun sakina. Second, Arabs produce iqlab so that the word is easier to pronounce. So the nun sakina turns into mim because it is easier for the mouth movement to produce the word. So it does not make sense that you would produce meme to compensate for the noon and to make it easier, and then afterwards you go ahead and hide the meme itself by not pronouncing it fully and leaving a gap open between the lips. And it is like finding a solution for a problem, and then you take this solution and find a solution for it. And that just doesn't make sense. And of course, as emphasis, the most important reason why we read it like that is that because this is how it was passed down to us from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. So there must be no gap between the lips. Having said that, when you pronounce the iqlab, your lips should not be very hardly pressed against each other. They have to be touching, but not completely pressing against one another. Let's see some examples to see how it is used in context.
الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
So iqlab is just like any other tajweed rule. When applying it, moderation is the best practice. You should not be leaving a gap between your lips when performing iqlab, but that doesn't mean that you will be pressing your lips hard against each other when performing it either. It is in between. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.